Harold needs to be commended for allowing us to sell the back page of all of page part B, some 20 announcements that we were allowed to keep the money for the sale of those announcements, and we were not charged anything by the newspaper. And the following are the donors and the organizations that purchased announcements in that special issue. And they are the Bear Stone in Wyandotte, Casey's Pub in Detroit, the Dearborn Music Store in West Dearborn, the Dearborn Outer Drive Kiwanis Club, DJ's Pro Audio and Lighting in Garden City in Warren, English Gardens in Dearborn, Non-Commercial Radio, WSDP, The Escape in Canton, Graham's Optique Boutique in Dearborn, Green Brain Comics in Dearborn, Green Flag Profit Recovery in Bingham Farms, the Holligan Bar in Detroit, the Marcellez Law Group in Southfield, the My Town Lounge in Detroit, the New Place Lounge in Dearborn, PJ's Lager House in Detroit, where we had our party last night, the Post Bar in Dearborn, Renee Aschenbacher PC in Dearborn, Stephen Bernard Jewelers in Dearborn, TDK Financial Center in Southgate, Trinity House in Livonia.
Yes, we want to thank all of those special pledgers. They did help us out quite a bit, and we want to thank them as much as we can here at WHFR. And David, can you tell us about the special event again tonight?
Right. Once again, Project 2 will be at the Ramada Inn in Taylor, Michigan, on Eureka Road, just east of I-75. There'll be a cash bar and a 50-50 raffle, and just an evening of laughs for $12 a ticket. And the proceeds go to WHFR. And it is 18 or older. And just a little disclaimer here, it's for mature audiences. So please, if you don't have anything hot going tonight, come out to Taylor, Michigan, and Eureka at the Ramada Inn for our evening of laughs with Project 2.
And support the station at the same time, as well as have a good time.
That's right.
And I just want to remind everybody that you're listening to WHFR Dearborn. And fairly soon here, we are going to be having a special live edition of A Pet Lover's Lane. And right now, what we're going to do is we're going to start that show by playing the opening theme to Pet Lover's Lane. So please stay tuned for a special edition of Pet Lover's Lane with Susan Morrell.
And welcome to Pet Lovers Lane, located at 89.3 on your FM dial, WHFR Dearborn. I'm Susan Morrell, and I'm so glad you could join us here today. This is a WHFR Radiothon Pledge Week for 2008, and we have a wonderful couple of guests here with us. Today we have Elaine Green, who is the Executive Director of the Dearborn Animal Shelter. Welcome, Elaine.
Thank you, Susan. I'm really glad to be here today.
And I see you have a furry friend there with you.
Yes, I do. This is Peppermint. It's a seven-week-old kitten.
Oh, Peppermint. Peppermint. You are too cute. You are too cute, Peppermint. You're on the air, Peppermint.
Look how excited he is.
Never seen a cat with a leash.
Well, that's for me to keep control of. Just in case he wants to explore.
Okay, so does Peppermint talk?
He was talking on the trip over here, but he's kind of quieted down. I think a cat got his tongue.
Okay, he's catatonic at the moment. So he is six months old, and he's a little, what color would you say?
He's actually 7 weeks old, and he's a buff color kitten.
He's
really
a buff color.
Pretty. And he's got like a blue-green eyes. His mom is mixed Siamese, so he might actually get some blue eyes when he grows up.
Okay, and he is beautiful. Buff. I've always wanted a buff kitten or an orange kitten or a cream-colored kitten, but my cats at home are mostly black. So, but he's very well-behaved to be on the air. Oh, my goodness.
I think I woke him up from a nap, so he hasn't quite acclimated himself yet.
Okay, and how long has he been at the shelter?
He's at the shelter with his siblings and his mom. They've been there for a couple weeks, and they're going up for adoption today.
Okay, so he's ready, and he is a male kitten. And so if somebody wants to adopt Peppermint, what should they do?
Come down to the shelter. There's an application process. We want to interview prospective adopters to make sure that they're ready for a pet and would want to provide a good home for this kitten. The adoption fee covers the sterilization of the kitty, the initial vaccinations, we leukemia test them, and we worm them also. And we also give them a microchip.
Okay, and so tell people where the shelter is located.
We're on Greenfield, 2661 Greenfield, just south of Rotunda, north of Allen Road.
Okay, and if they want to call you to get more information?
It's 313-943-2697.
Okay, so he is a wonderful kitten, and they have to fill out a form. There's an application, and the fee again for the kitten?
The kitten is $90, I'm sorry.
$90, but that includes the microchip, the vaccinations,
The neutering of the kitty. We give you an ID tag. We also have a carry box for them to go home in, a comforter to go home, and we give them a DVD that tells you everything you need to know on how to take care of the kitty.
Okay. And so this is all very good information. He looks like he's well-behaved. He doesn't seem to have any behavior issues. How would you describe his personality? Is he lively? Is he more of a quiet kitten?
He's pretty laid back. He's pretty affectionate, easygoing. He has this look on him like he's just woke up all the
time.
Yeah,
he really does.
His eyes kind of droop. I think his name should be Sleepy instead of Peppermint.
Okay.
He's a really nice kitten.
Yeah, he's really sweet. And the Dearborn Animal Shelter has been very, very active in the Dearborn community for many years, and they do many, many good things in the community. And I would ask you, Elaine, how would you differentiate the Dearborn Animal Shelter from other shelters?
Well, what we do at the Dearborn Animal Shelter is our goal is to save 100% of our adoptable animals. And that's no easy feat. We have quite a few volunteers that help us, and the community helps us in a big way with their support. So if an animal comes into the shelter and we deem it adoptable, healthy and temperamentally sound, we will keep that animal until we find the appropriate home for it. And if they come in and need a little bit of medical care, we'll take that care of that also. So we want to make sure that, these animals are not forgotten, that they find a permanent home.
Well, it certainly is a worthy cause, and I have been over to the Dearborn Animal Shelter on numerous occasions, and it's a wonderful place. They do give great care for the pets that are there looking for homes, and you've been around for a while, and I'm just wondering, how has the Dearborn Animal Shelter evolved over the years?
Well, when we first started in 1993, the shelter was basically what you would call a four-day in-down pound, which means animals came in there, they were held for 4 days. If they weren't claimed after the 4 days, then they were euthanized. Since then, we've grown into our 100% goal of raising or saving all of the adaptable animals. We've rented trailers to help house cats. We have community trailers for the cats so they don't have to spend their time in cages. We have 600 volunteers that support us and help us take care of the animals. The dogs get more exercise than my dogs do at home. The animals are vaccinated, they are microchipped, and also they go home sterilized. So we've come a long way in the 15 years that we've been there.
Yes, thanks to your help and organization, I'm sure. And I know you brought around some pictures off of your website of other adoptable animals. We're in the middle of our pledge, and we have Mike Holloway still here and Netta Pig in to take your calls, 845-9676, area code 313. But we're going to go to them in a minute. But I just want you to talk about at least two of the pets you have on your website that are ready for adoption.
We have Pedsy. Pedsy is a buff-colored kitty, too. He's 2.5 years old. He actually got adopted once, but the person returned him because he was too affectionate. Imagine that. He's neutered and fronty clawed. Beautiful cat. He is just the nicest cat.
Okay, I'm looking at his picture, and he's so pretty, and he's fluffy, and he's plump, and... If you want love in your life, call the Dearborn Animal Shelter and adopt this beautiful male cat. And he's how old?
He's 2.5 years old.
2.5 years. Oh, he's beautiful. He's beautiful. And what's your second one?
We have Brandon. Brandon is a pit bull mix. He's a beautiful tan color. He's sleek. I mean, he is so soft to touch. And he is such a sweet dog. People hear the word pit bull and they start quaking in their boots, but he, come and meet him. He loves other dogs. He's very playful. He's neutered, about a year and a half old, and he's been waiting quite a while for the right home.
Oh, he looks very alert. He looks like he's fun. He looks like he's energetic. And give them a call at the Dearborn Animal Shelter, 313-943-2697, and go for the pit bull, Brandon, or the beautiful short-haired tabby, buff cat, medium adult male, Pedsy. And they're waiting for your call to be adopted, and we are waiting for your call here at WHFR 89.3 on your FM dial. And I'm going to turn it over to our pledge crew who is waiting for your call here, Mike Holloway and Ned Opinion.
That's right. We are part of the pledge crew, and we are waiting for your pledge. All you have to do is call in at 313-845-9676 or toll-free 1-800-585-4322, extension 9676. Option 1 will get you into Studio A, where we are just waiting for your donations. So please, give us your money. I know it might be a little tight out there right now, but we appreciate all your donations. Ned?
Well, something about our budget, in case you didn't know. WHFR receives an annual budget of about $21,000 from the Henry Ford Community College sponsored activities budget. That same amount that also goes to the Henry Ford Sports, Student Council, the Mirror newspaper, the theater program, the music program, etc. This comes from HFF student fees, not taxpayer dollars. But we still need about $30,000 additional minimum each year to cover our basic operating costs. In other words, about 60% of our annual budget must come from you, our loyal listener. Both cash and non-cash contribution of goods and services are gratefully accepted, and various opportunities are available for local businesses to participate, even in a non-commercial sponsorship program like ours. So to give you an idea of why we need the help that we're asking, and that gives you the reason. The next time we talk, we'll tell you what we do with some of the money we collect and why it's so important.
Right. And one of the things, too, we want to point out that makes WHFR so special is the fact that we do have forum shows like Susan Morrell's show, Pet Lovers Lane. We also have David Twitchell's We Are Not Alone About UFOs. We've got Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway, of that show. And Ned has his show, Here and Now. And it's different programming here at WHFR. And we try to provide different programming. I know these are things that you're not going to hear anywhere else on your radio dial in the Detroit market. And I think that's very important. Once again, if you'd like to call in and support us, please call 313-845-9676. Or toll-free at 1-800-585-4322, extension 9676.
And now back to our host.
Yes, and we're still here with Pet Lovers Lane and Elaine Green, the executive director of the Dearborn Animal Shelter, the one of the very top animal shelters in Michigan, if not the top in the United States, where they do wonderful work and they try to save the animals from euthanasia. And Elaine is showing off some of the pets that are currently available for adoption if you give them a ring. And I noticed that your mission, Elaine, states that animals are the heart of our mission.
They absolutely are the heart. They're the soul of our mission. That's what we do. That's all we want to do. Everything that we do is for the animals and to care for them until they find a permanent home. And we want to help them find the right home.
Well, yes. And the right home is very important. And you do so many things to help the pets get adopted. And I know that you have a microchip clinic coming up this month. And I have two cats that need the microchip, and I want to go to your clinic. So tell me where and when.
Well, it's a low-cost microchip clinic. $25 gets you the chip embedded in your pet. What it is, it's a piece of rice, the size of a piece of rice, and it has unique 9 numbers that identify you to your pet. It's embedded between the shoulder blades with a syringe. We have a veterinarian that does it. It doesn't hurt the animals to have it. It's like getting a vaccination. And the fee includes registration with the shelter. So if your animal should ever stray from you and end up at another animal shelter or a vet clinic, there's a scanner that they can scan, wave over the animal's shoulders, and identify the animal. So you can be contacted to tell you where your animal can be picked up. This is very important for cats because cats do not wear collars very well and they will lose them very easily. So without microchips, your cat strays away, you may never be able to find it.
And that's what happened to one of my cats, Spooky. Spooky got lost, and believe it or not, she had a collar on, but we were never able to find her. And I came over to the Dearborn Animal Shelter many times looking for Spooky,
yeah,
as well as all of the other. I think I searched for that cat for a whole year. But anyway, it's a very sad story. I don't want to talk about the ending. But at any rate, we didn't find her. She didn't have a microchip.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
And so that's the moral of the story, is get a microchip.
Right. And we're going to have an event on the 19th, that's next Saturday. It's from noon to 2 p.m. We'll be putting the chips in at the Friends Pet Training Center, which is next to Pet Supply Plus at Oxford and Telegraph in Dearborn.
Okay, and it's next to Pet Supplies Plus.
Right. And we'll also be having an adaptable pets there. So if you're interested in either, I would encourage you to come down and take advantage of this. Typically, it costs anywhere from $50 and up to get a pet microchip. So you really should take advantage of this.
And that's Oxford and Telegraph?
Correct.
And that's on April 19th?
April 19th from noon to 2 p.m.
And that's a Saturday?
Yes.
Okay. You know, I heard a rumor, and I'm wondering if this is true, and perhaps you can clarify. I heard a rumor that microchips can cause cancer.
Well, I think that I'm not really sure where that came from. And they really haven't had any legitimate studies that showed that to be true. There may have been one animal that had a reaction to it. The microchip companies have been in business for probably 30 years without issues. And I think it was an overreaction. My thought is that it's more important to have identification on the animal than anything. And I don't, all my animals are microchipped, and certainly I would not do that if I thought there was any reason that it would impact their health in an adverse way.
Right.
So I encourage everybody to really look at it, discuss with your veterinarian if you have concerns, but it's the way to go.
Right, and I think lost pets is a major problem.
Well, that's the cause of the euthanasia. The majority of euthanasia of pets in the United States is that we get pets that can't be identified to find their owners, and so they get euthanized.
Right, and it's very hard to find a lost pet. As I went through with Spooky for a whole year, and I could not, I did everything in the world I could possibly do to find Spooky, believe me, and could not find her. So it's a terrible experience to lose a pet, and I would not wish it on anyone, and I want to prevent that from happening in the future. So that's why I want to bring over my other little kitty cats and have them microchipped. And so that is going on, the microchip clinic. Is going on. $25 is a very, very good charge. And normally, you know, that's half price.
Right.
Right? So it's fair. And that goes into your database at the Dearborn Animal Shelter, correct?
Right, right. We keep the information in our database. If people want to register it nationally, there would be a fee in addition to that. But we keep it in our database. So if people change their information, it doesn't cost them anything to update us. To update your information.
But your database should be sufficient.
Yes.
Okay, so no other fee should be necessary.
Right, correct.
Okay, very good, very good. Okay, so what is your next big event? I know the Friends of the Dearborn Animal Shelter has many, 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 many events throughout the year. And I know you have multiple events coming up, which is the next big thing coming up.
Well, what's going on right now is we have a low-cost sterilization clinic for cats. We're doing male cats and female cat sterilizations, 40 for a male cat, 50 for a female cat, and that includes the spaying or neutering, distemper vaccination, a rabies vaccination, and also a microchip. It's a great deal. Typically, this would probably cost you three times that amount, and we have vouchers for sale right now. They're good until June 1st, and it's veterinarians in this area, the Dearborn area. We have some that are downriver and some that are out in the western suburbs that are also participating in this, and we have at least 300 more vouchers to sell.
Okay, so you're selling vouchers, and the person purchases a voucher, and then they take it to a participating vet.
Right, we give them a choice of the vets that we have available, and they make the appointment with the veterinarian, take their animal in to be sterilized. So it's, you know, it's you're going to what people call a regular veterinarian, so you're... It's there's no shortcuts in this. It's like going to any veterinarian to get your cat sterilized. It's just a discount rate because we really want to encourage people to get their cats sterilized.
Okay. And so that will go until June 1st.
Right. The vouchers expire on June 1st.
Okay. So get in the program, folks. We have a major, major cat overpopulation problem, and I've been dealing with it for I don't know how many years myself, more than 5 years, and that's how I acquired several of my cats. And unfortunately, I still have a mother cat on my patio, and I have been feeding her for over 3 years, and I have not been able to catch her. Elaine, please give me some tips. How can I catch this mother cat? I have to stop her because she
Right.
will not stop.
Right.
Having kittens.
Sometimes it's pretty difficult to catch them. Have you tried a live trap?
Not tried a live trap, but I have no access to a live trap.
I'll get you a live trap.
Okay. I've got to have a live trap. It's right now, she just had a litter of 5 kittens. I captured 2, and I fostered them for a week, and I got them in shape. I got them in the litter box and got them used to people and affection and things like that. And then I gave them to a local no-kill shelter because the Dearborn Animal Shelter is full. And so I did that. But now I have 3 more out there waiting and the mother cat. Now, this is my goal. This is my number one goal. I've got to catch this mother cat, but I've got to catch the kittens in the meantime,
right,
too. So I really do need help. But this is a problem because these mother cats are out here, and they're having kittens at least twice a year.
Right. And not only sterilization to reduce the population, but it's healthier for the cat. They can have mammary tumors. They can develop cancers. They wander more. If they're sterilized, male cats will start spraying around your home. So they really don't make the best pets if they're not sterilized.
Well, I'll tell you what. The male cats come out of the woodwork looking for that mother cat. I mean, they're like, I don't know where they come from. Maybe outer space. I don't know. But they appear magically. There
right,
they are.
Right.
So
you'd be surprised.
It's an issue. It's an issue. And you are listening to WHFR 89.3 on your FM dial. This is Pet Lovers Lane, and we are making waves. Pet Lovers Lane is a news, information, and talk show about pets for pet lovers and for pets. And this is our Radiothon week here on WHFR, and I'm going to turn over the mics to our pledge crew, Mike Holloway and Ned Epigian.
Well, WHFR-FM broadcasts every day of the year, 24 hours a day, no semester breaks here at this college or vacation. That's 168 hours a week, of which about 110 hours is locally produced, original programming, with our staff of 50 or 60 students and some alumni. So check out our website as well, which is whfr.fm, for the details, or get a copy of our current 6-page newsletter, The Loyal Listener, distributed free on campus and in the community with a circulation of about 4,000 copies 6 times a year. A free subscription is available by mail. Just call us. No commercials, no fee for our newsletters, no ads on our website. We're truly making waves for you, our loyal listeners, for free. A new media feature. With your help, we can keep this on the air, but we need your donation. So please call us at 313-845-9676 and follow option 1.
That's right. We do need your help, ladies and gentlemen. And right now I want to run down some of the special incentives we have here at WHFR during Radiothon 2008. If you're a first-time pledger and you pledge $30 or more, you are eligible to receive a portable desk clock calculator. It's a brand-new toy, something you can play around with, and it's very, very functional. It has our WHFR logo on it, and it's something you can definitely use. And starting at the $30 level, we have our new T-shirt. It's all black, and we have our logo on it, and you can get that logo in neon green, hot pink, or glow in the dark. At the $52 level, you get a tote umbrella with the WHFR logo on it as well. And just think of it as this way, $52, that's $1 a week. That's not too much, so maybe you can give at that particular pledge level. And at the $125 pledge level, we have the WHFR embroidered blanket. Very, very nice. Like Susan said earlier, maybe you can use it to use it on your pets, keep them warm in cold weather. And at the $250 level, you can either get the engraved leaf on our WHFR family tree, which is right outside of our studios, and that is a permanent thing. It's something that maybe you can donate. You can mention a loved one or a special project or thought that you have, and you can get that for the $250 pledge level. Or you can get the spring jacket from Land's End at that particular level. And at the $500 pledge level, you can have dinner for up to four people at Henry Ford Community College's 5101 restaurant. And, of course, you get a tour of WHFR Studios as well. Maybe you can check out Pet Lovers Lane Live if you really like this show. Hey, come in. I'm sure Susan would be more than happy to have you as a guest, wouldn't you, Susan?
You must bring a pet.
Okay, that's well. Okay, you have to have two guests then, right? You have to bring yourself and a pet, so that's very important.
A pet must behave.
Yeah, right. Well, again, right, we don't want any accidents here in the studio, of course, you know, so.
No guarantees.
That's right. Well, that may happen, but hopefully it won't. But also, if you give more than $30, you are also eligible to win the Honda Hybrid Week of Use, and that's something that's very unique to WHFR as well. So we've got some great incentives. Please give us a call and donate your money. Again, we depend on you, the loyal listener, to provide 60% of our operating budget. And if I'm not mistaken, that's more than half. I'm no math genius, but I know 60% is more than half. So we do depend on you quite a bit.
You know that, Mike.
Yes, right. Well, I'm not as dumb as I look. I just want to point that out. So
you get half back if you itemize on your taxes almost, so you can't complain about that.
Right. Right. You are listening to WHFR Dearborn. We are making waves, and we're here live with Pet Lovers Lane. Elaine Green, the executive director of the Dearborn Animal Shelter, is here with us, and she has a couple of more pets, adoptable pets, she wants to tell us about right now.
Yep. Before I do that, I just want to let everyone know that I'm going to make my pledge today before I leave here, so you all should really support this radio station.
Oh, thank you, Elaine. You're so kind to support us. And well, we love you here. You know that.
Thank you. The feeling's mutual.
Yeah, you do so many great things in the community and for the pets, and we know you love the pets, and that's why we love you.
Well, we have a little dog named Cindy. Cindy's a black shepherd, German shepherd puppy. She's actually a purebred puppy. Came to us with her sisters and brothers. There was two of each. The rest of them have gotten adopted, and the mother was also adopted. They were taken out of a cruelty situation where a person wasn't taking very good care of them. But despite the care that they got as youngsters, they are wonderful puppies. They're beautiful puppies. Take a look at this picture. Cindy's about 5 months old.
Oh, my goodness.
And she's just, I mean, I just, when I walk by her cage, I just have to stop and look at her because she is so beautiful.
This is a large baby German Shepherd. She's black, right?
Right.
She's black. I mean, this is a scary-looking dog, okay? I mean, she's a watchdog, okay? She's 3 months old. She's a watchdog. She looks like a wolf. You put this dog in your backyard, in your car with you, nobody is going to bother you, okay? I mean, if you want a watchdog, German Shepherds are wonderful dogs. I've had a German Shepherd, and they are meant to be a watchdog. Isn't that true?
Well, they are very protective. They're very loyal to their family, but they make really good pets, too.
Yes, they do, and they're wonderful. I mean, that was the best watchdog I ever had. It's like nobody is getting in this house, okay?
Right.
Do not enter, okay? But this is a beautiful dog, and give them a call at the Dearborn Animal Shelter, 313-943-2697. A purebred black German Shepherd, and then they've got the pit bull Brandon, and he also is purebred too.
I believe he is.
Okay, there you go. Go ahead.
And then we have Sarah. Sarah's living in one of our community rooms. I explained earlier that we have trailers where it's a cageless environment for the cats. And Sarah's one of the residents there. When you go into the door, she runs up to greet you. She's a big talker. She's a couple years old, or 3 years old, and she's just beautiful looking. Her color is like a pastel tabby. And I think that if you're looking for an affectionate kitty, one that's very outgoing, this would be the right choice for you.
Now, she's a beautiful cat. She has green eyes, right?
Yes.
And it's really nice to have green eyes on a cat. And if she's a talker, it gives you somebody to talk to. And if you have a cat or a dog that's a talker, they let you know when they're hungry, when to fill their dish. If they don't have enough water, they greet you when you get home. They want to have a little conversation. If they want affection, they will come up and talk to you. This is what I know this because this is what Honey does at home. I have a tortoiseshell cat, and she is a big talker, and she wants conversation, and she wants affection. And so it's lovely to have someone like that at home who lets you know when they want love, and then you just have more love in your life. So give them a call at the Dearborn Animal Shelter, 313-943-2697, for this beautiful short hair tabby. This is Sarah. And should we talk about one more?
Sure.
Let's talk about one more, because I know you have lots of pets there.
We can talk about Rain. Rain also lives in the Community Cat Center. He came in over a year ago and has been waiting for a home. When he first came in, he came in with his sister. He was a little bit cautious about humans. I don't really know what happened to him, but he would hide and not really gravitate towards people. But once he entered our cat colony, his true colors came out. He's very curious. He likes to mingle with the other kitties, and he's just another super wonderful cat. He's about 20 months old right now.
20 months old. And I'll tell you, the great thing about adopting an older pet, a cat or a dog, they've got all their shots. They're potty trained. They're trained for the cat box. They're beyond the kitten stage, because when they're a kitten or a puppy, you have to go through the baby stage. You have to teach them so much. You have to coddle them more. They're more time-consuming. You have to be able to train them. You have to spend more time with them. When you get an adult pet, they are just ready, right? They're ready.
Absolutely.
I mean, you don't have to devote as much time and energy to training, and they're just ready to go right into the home and to blend in. And that's how I adopted Honey. She was an adult cat. I adopted her from one of the shelters. She was, I'm sure, probably around 4 or 5 years old, and she has really developed wonderfully. She's developed into the family, and she fits right in. And she was litter box trained when I got her, so that was the great part of it. And this is Rain, and this is a short hair tabby who is 19 months old at the Dearborn Animal Shelter, 313-943-2697. And I know, Elaine, that you have a wonderful dog and cat training program there at the shelter. And just tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we have a great dog trainer. She's a companion pet dog trainer, and she's also a licensed vet technician, so she's pretty well-rounded. She trains out of our training center, which is at Oxford and Telegraph, and we have various classes from puppy classes to outdoor beginner classes, where the class is actually held outdoors, so you're teaching your dog to listen to you, even with all the noise and distractions of the outside. We have advanced classes. We have a reactive rover class that if you have a dog that's very reactive to other dogs, this would be a good class for you to come to. There are people that I know don't want to take their dog anywhere, walk down the street because it barks and it becomes reactive to other animals. This class will teach you how to get your dog under control. We have agility classes where the dogs learn how to go through hoops and tunnels and different kinds of things. You may have seen those on TV where they run agility courses, so you can learn how to teach your dog to do that. If you have a pit bull, we have a specific class for pit bulls that addresses their tenacious little attitudes and
tenacious little attitude. Oh, yeah. That's putting it very well.
And we, for those that want to have one-on-one training, we have individualized, personalized training classes. And we just started with cat training classes for kittens. We can teach the kitten to do certain tricks like sit, shake hands, and socialize with other kittens. So the kittens grow up to be less afraid adults, and adults that you can do things to as far as grooming them, cutting their nails, giving them medications when it's appropriate.
So you actually teach the owners how to trim kitty cat nails.
Yes.
I need to learn that. And, you know, I did adopt one of my cats from the Dearborn Animal Shelter, and we've talked about Mitzi before, and I usually always talk about Mitzi on Pet Lovers Lane, because Mitzi is my problem child. And
there's always got to be one.
Well, she's like a major, major issue, and we had major problems with her. Oh, when I adopted her, unfortunately, she was sick for about 6 months, and we discovered she had food poisoning. And I don't say that was from the Dearborn Animal Shelter necessarily. I mean, she probably already had that when she got there, whatever the case may be. But it took us 6 months to figure it out, and we had to take her to the vet, et cetera, et cetera. And so there were issues with using the kitty litter, and I won't go into the gory details, but she had a very aggressive personality for a cat. I mean, she's like a dog.
Mm-hmm.
She's very, very aggressive. She's like the alpha cat in the house. But she's a small cat.
Uh-huh.
I mean, she's not a big cat. She's a small cat. But she's like the alpha cat. I mean, she has more energy than any cat I've ever seen. I mean, she's a climber. She has to jump to the top of the closet. She has to walk on the top of the door, you know.
Right.
We almost gave her away so many times. I almost brought her back, you know, but she has an endearing quality. She's intelligent. She's not a stupid cat. Obviously, she's very inquisitive,
mm-hmm.
and her inquisitiveness leads her into a lot of trouble. But I really worked on her. I really, really worked on her over the years. So she's several years old now. She's at least three. And I really worked on her behavior and got to her loving side, so she has more of a loving side now than the aggression. So I kind of helped to put that on the back burner, but it's taking me a lot of time and energy to do that. So what are your thoughts, Elaine?
Well, I think Mitzi found a wonderful home, is what I think. Unfortunately, not everyone has the same tenacity as you do to make sure it would work. And, you know, we don't know what the background is on a lot of these animals that come into us, because they come in stray, and we haven't yet learned how to talk to them to get, you know, a background on,
right.
on you know, where they've been and what's happened to them. But, you know, Mitzi isn't a dumb cat. I mean,
well, I'll tell you what, the first week we realized she was a karate expert.
Oh, really?
Okay. I mean, she was a karate expert, this cat. The moves, it's just no cat can learn that. You have to be to a class. So she was entertaining, to say the least. But at any rate, her latest thing that she did is she's completely destroyed my furniture. I mean, not that it wasn't destroyed before, but I mean, she like totally destroyed my couch within
yeah.
the past week. So I have to learn to clip nails.
Well, clipping nails, and then they also have different things you can put on your furniture, like double-faced tape. If she's scratching the arms of the furniture, you put the double-faced tape. They don't like their paws catching on the tape. And so that can protect your furniture, too. So there's a bunch of different tricks that you can use. So if, you know, you have problems like that, you can feel free to call the shelter, talk to Linda or any of the staff there, and they can give you all kinds of tips on how to work with your pet.
Yes, I need a new couch. But I hate to buy a new couch because she's already wrecked this couch.
Right.
So I've got to talk to you about that privately. But you are listening to WHFR 89.3 on your FM dial. We are in Dearborn, and we are making waves during our pledge week. This is Radiothon 2008. and I'm going to turn it over to our pledgers here in the studio, Mike Holloway and Ned Apigian.
Yes, let's hear from you pet lovers. We know you're out there because you wouldn't be listening to this show if you weren't a pet lover. So, hey, if you love your pets, you love this show, please give us a call with your donation. The telephone number is 313-845-9676 or toll-free at 1-800-585-4322, extension 9676.
Guess what the HFR is in our logo, what it means? Well, it is operated by Henry Ford Community College as a service to the community and also as a real-world lab experience for students enrolled in the techno communications curriculum. Courses include intro to telecommunications, film, history and criticism, media writing, media performances, audio production, video production, digital audio and video editing, and broadcast journalism. That's us, all leading to an associate's arts degree. These credits are transferable to a four-year institution having such programs at Wayne, Eastern Michigan, etc., etc. No other community college in the Detroit area offers such a program. Please support our Real World Lab to make the real world better and help our students stay on the air on this program and learn to become professional broadcasters.
Yes, well, like we try, yes.
Right.
I'm a semi-professional myself, so I don't know. But anyway, yes, please, if give us your money. I know it might be tight, like I said earlier, but we do appreciate any of your donations out there. Again, if you're a pet lover and you love Pet Lovers Lane, hey, give us a call, 313-845-9676 or toll-free 1-800-585-4322, extension 9676. And Susan, back to you.
Okay, and we are here live in the studios, the beautiful studios of WHFR, located on the campus of Henry Ford Community College in the beautiful city of Dearborn, Michigan. And we have Elaine Green here with us in the studio, and she's the executive director of the Dearborn Animal Shelter. And she has many, many fabulous events throughout the year that you can go to. They're very entertaining, and it's for an extremely worthy cause. And I know she's got something coming up in May. It's called the Mutt Strut 2008. It's on Saturday, May 17th.
Right. What this is, it's a one-mile pledge-driven dog walk, and it's actually a community-wide animal celebration. We will have people, hopefully lots and lots of people, and their dogs attending. You can sign up on our website to get a pledge page going. We have a really neat new feature this year where you go online, you can make up your own pledge sheet and email it to all your friends so you don't have to be knocking on doors to get pledges. And we keep track of it, all your pledges, and there's incentives for certain amounts of pledges. Top prize this year is a weekend at the Ritz with your pet, which is really a neat idea. Also, we will have Milt Wilcox there with his Ultimate Air Dogs. For those of you that have never seen it, it's so much fun. He has a portable pool that the fire department comes and fills up with water, and the dogs jump off a dock after a toy or just because they like doing it, and they measure how far the dog jumps in the water. It's a competition. They also have another competition where the dogs jump in the air and they try to grab something that's hung up in off the pole over the pool, and they compete against how high they can jump. It is a riot, and he will allow people for a donation fee to come and let their dogs try jumping in the pool. Good luck getting them out once they jump in.
Has anybody got a towel?
Yeah. It is so much fun to watch that. We'll have lots of vendors selling all kinds of things, animal treats, collars, leashes, clothing for dogs, clothing for people, jewelry. There'll be plenty of food. A lot of the community restaurants are joining in with us to have special offerings at their restaurants to be part of the event. You can get pictures taken with your pet. So many things to do at this event. The Red Wings and the Lions are also helping us with this event, and they have their pledge pages. So if you don't want to walk and want to pledge them, you can go up on our website, www.dearborn-animals.com, and click on the Mutt Strut icon, and it'll take you to the pledge pages.
Okay, and I see that you are also giving away some great gifts with the pledges.
Right, there's incentives to different levels. All the dogs get, for $5, get bandanas. Or the first dog is $15. After that, $5 for a bandana, $50 a T-shirt, and then the prizes go up from there.
Okay, so dogs love to perform, and they love to compete.
They love it.
They really
maybe not as much as their parents do, but but it is really a good time. The dogs really like interacting with the other dogs, and people really enjoy the event.
Okay, and the money goes to the Dearborn Animal Shelter.
Right, we have a goal of $60,000 that we hope to raise this year to help with our operations.
Okay, and so it's very expensive to take care of all these pets at the Dearborn Animal Shelter, because they have to have food and all the medical care and people there to take care of them. And actually, they have volunteers on hand at the shelter to actually go in and entertain the pets, to walk them, to pet them, to pay attention to them so that they don't feel neglected.
Right.
Right?
They need love, too.
Yes. And that's what it's all about, folks. So the Mutt Strut. And don't forget that, May 17th, 278. It'll be spring. It's spring here in Michigan. It's time to get out. It's time to get away from the cabin fever. Get out and start doing things, right?
Absolutely. Doing so, with your pet.
Yeah, so have some fun. And I know one of the things that we've been talking about with the Dearborn Animal Shelter is that you are working towards your goal of a new shelter. And how is that coming?
Slowly. The economy the way it is, it's been difficult. We've had some major donors donate pledges of significant amount of money, but it's still not there yet. So we're still working on the project.
Okay, so it's going to take more time.
Well, unless I win the lotto.
Are you trying?
I try all the time,
okay,
believe me.
Okay.
I'd like to support a lot of good causes, like this radio station and my animal shelter.
Okay, so it's coming maybe in another year?
Well, we're hoping that we can have the campaign done by 2011 and okay, be in the new building by 2012, but again, you know, we have a lot of work ahead of us to get to that point.
Right, but the new shelter will give you what, more room?
It's going to give us more space. It's going to give us more usable space. Right now, the shelter was never built for what we use it for. We don't have enough office space, storage space, and there's really not enough space for the animals. They need larger cages. We need better ventilation, better sewer system to keep the animals healthier while we're there, and to have space to do other things like training classes and education classes. So that's our endeavor, is to make it a healthier place for the animals, a nicer place for people to come and visit.
And interact.
Right. It's the shelter that we have now, not only is it falling down, but it's difficult to find, and it's the roads leading up to it need a lot of work, so it is not what we need right now for the animals. So we definitely have to build a new shelter.
Okay, so if there's anyone listening who would like to be a donor to the Dearborn Animal Shelter and donate to their new shelter to that particular cause, how can they reach you?
They can go give us a call at 313-943-2697. Go up on our website, and there'll be information on our website, www.dearborn-animals.com.
Okay, very good. It's a worthy cause, just like we have a worthy cause here at WHFR. This is our pledge week, 845-9676, area code 313. Give us a ring anytime. We're here 24/7. And let's talk about a few more of your adoptable pets.
We have Winnie. Winnie's a puppy, mixed pit bull puppy. She came in with her sister, Pookie. Pookie got adopted. But Winnie, when she came in, she looked like she was a camel. She had this lump on the back of her neck, unlike anything I've ever seen. And we took the puppy to the vet, and they said that it was from the mother dog picking up the puppy by the back of the neck and actually had injured the back of the neck, so the tissue around that area had scarred in and caused this lump. So we had the lump surgically removed, and the puppy looks like a normal puppy now. Such a sweet little girl. She's just a great little pup. Brindle color, very intelligent looking, very happy, loves people.
Okay, this is a pit bull terrier mix.
Right.
And she's 15 weeks old. She's sort of a chocolate color. And pit bull terrier mix will have, should have more of the temperament of what, a terrier?
She's pretty laid back. Smart little puppy. Terrier temperament, probably not as driven as some terriers are.
Okay. And so this puppy would be a good family pet?
Yes, absolutely.
A good family pet. Okay. So give them a call, 943-2697, area code 313. And who else do you have over there?
Nadia. Nadia is 14 years old, kitty. Short hair, white with gray markings. She's extremely sweet. I visited with her yesterday, opened up the cage, and she put her paws up on my shoulders and kissed my nose. I mean, I can't believe that she's still waiting for a home. I know that she doesn't particularly like other cats around, so that might be part of the issue. But I'm telling you, she is such a beautiful cat, and you would never know she was 14 years old by looking at her.
Okay, this is a beautiful cat. She's, what is she, gray and white. And she has the white paws and the white nose and the white mouth. Does she have green eyes?
I think that she does have green eyes.
Yeah, so she's pretty. And so she's 14 years old. How long is this cat going to live?
Well, by looking at her, I find it hard to believe that she is that old. I've had cats live 22 years.
Okay.
So, you know, the potential is out there for her to have, several more years left.
Okay, and she's in good condition health-wise,
yes.
And she
yes.
has enough energy to get around and do...
Oh, absolutely.
...do everything she needs to do. And she's a medium size, and she's a short hair, gray and white. So give them a call, 943-2697, area code 313. That's the Dearborn Animal Shelter. And you have a few more there, and we're wrapping up our show here, but let's keep going.
Barry. Barry has been at the shelter for quite a while. He's a retriever mix, but he has huge, huge eyes. He's kind of shy. Would make a good companion. He loves kids. As soon as he sees kids, he gravitates towards them. So probably a quiet home, but with children would be super for him. He's a big dog, bigger dog, probably about 55 pounds or so. Beautiful black coat, and he's the shelter favorite. Everybody has fallen in love with this dog.
Okay, and so he's a big boy, 57 pounds. Oh my goodness. Spaniel retriever mix. And it's a male. And he is 4 years old. And so what type of a home would you recommend for this dog?
Well, like I said, he seems to really like kids. So kids that aren't over rambunctious, because he is kind of shy. He's a little bit reserved, takes time to get to know you. But when he sees probably like kids that are 10 or older, he would love to go to with walks. He gravitates to the children volunteers that we have. As soon as he sees them with a leash, his eyes light up and his tail starts wagging. The one thing he would not really like in his home is a cat. He doesn't particularly like cats.
Oh, okay. So let's remember that, not a kitty cat home. And so we won't do that. And we're wrapping up our show here on Pet Lovers Lane. And oh, okay. I'm trying to get my background music going here. But anyway, okay, here we go. Thank you, Mike. There we go. This is live radio, folks. thank you so much for joining us here today on Pet Lovers Lane. I want to thank Elaine Green, Executive Director of the Dearborn Animal Shelter, for joining us. And I want to thank our pledgers here in the studio, Mike Holloway, Dave Twitchell, and Ned Opinion. And they're here with the Forum Shows. I'm here with the Forum Shows.
We're here.
And we're waiting for your call at 845-9676, area code 313, right here on WHFR. We're the only station making waves. We are WHFR Dearborn, and this is our WHFR Radiothon pledge for 2008. So if you didn't have a chance to call this early in the morning, I know it's a Saturday, you may have been up late last night, like we all were.
The Lager House.
Yeah, and we've been having fun. But give us a call later today, anytime. Thank you. I'm Susan Morrell.
You're ready for an evening of laughs with Project 2 Improv Group for the benefit of WHFR Radio. Saturday, April 12th at the Ramada Inn in Taylor on Eureka, just east of I-75. Doors open at 7:30 and the show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are just $12 and the proceeds go to support commercial-free public radio WHFR. Call the studio for further ticket information at 313-845-9676. Tickets will be sold at the door until the house is full, so get your tickets early. That's Saturday, April 12th at the Ramada Inn in Taylor on Eureka, just east of I-75, for mature audiences 18 and older.